Hello, Ms. McIntyre. Thank you so much for holding. So I did go ahead and double check. Hello, Ms. McIntyre, hi, thank you so much for holding. So I
Hello.
did go ahead. Yes, can you hear me? So I did go ahead and double check, and I did want to ask you one more time. Was she diagnosed at the hospital? Like, did you leave the hospital and then come back, and then she was diagnosed 2 days after, or were you still at the
Oh,
hospital?
no. I misunderstood what you was asking. No, we were still in the hospital.
Okay, so you never left, right? She was diagnosed at hospital.
No, not at Disney. I
Sorry?
was in the hospital.
So you were, okay, so you were
We
in
were
the,
still in the hospital.
okay, so she was diagnosed at the hospital. You were still there. You never left, correct? Okay, thank you for that confirmation. And let's see. And what is her or his date of birth?
What you say? What is her date of birth?
Yeah. Okay, she it's a she. So yeah, what is her date of birth? The injured party's date of birth.
10/8/2012.
10/8/2012. I have 10/8/2012 and the injured age. What is the age
You want the
of?
date or her actual?
Yeah, what's her age? What's her actual age?
Oh, 14. She 14. No, she 12. She 12.
She's 12. Okay. She just turned 12, correct? It's just
Yes, sir.
this past October.
Yeah, October.
Yeah, so I have 10, October 8, 2012, and her age is 12 now. And then do you have a birth certificate? Do you have a birth certificate?
You say, huh?
Do you have a birth certificate?
I already sent it.
Okay, so you do have her birth certificate, correct? Okay. And did you have any other family members, friends, or loved ones that were also fed that formula?
No, not that I know of.
No, no worries.
Awesome.
And how many weeks was the age of when she was birthed? What age was she? Or how many weeks, sorry. What how many weeks was she when she was birthed? Sorry?
29.
29. Okay, 29 weeks. Thank you. Thank you for that and confirmation here. And let's see here. And then she's a female, correct?
Yes, sir.
And does she no, no Miles. And then can I get her first and last name, please?
Evalia Lyons.
And how do you spell her first name?
KEZIYAH.
Keziah. I have KEZIYAH, correct? And then her last name for me, please.
LYONS.
Perfect. Thank
No,
you
not
for
how to
that.
get ready for it.
I have, okay, I'll go ahead and make this quick here. So I have Keziah,
Oh, no, I wasn't talking to y'all. I was
KEZIYAH.
talking to my grandbaby.
Sorry?
I
And
wasn't
then.
talking to you. I was talking to my grandbaby.
Oh, sorry about that. And then the last name is Lyons, LYONS, correct? And then no suffix. Does she have a suffix? Like junior, senior, the first,
Like
second.
a hyphen in her name.
Yeah, like a
It's K-E
junior.
apostrophe.
No. Is she like
Oh,
a junior, senior? No? Okay.
no.
And then
No. Inclusive.
her social security number, please.
The whole number this time?
Yeah, I mean, it would work better for the attorneys when they do get this intake form. It would just help them a lot in the case.
Okay, hold on.
No worries.
7-Eleven. Nine seven 5393.
Thank you for that. And just to confirm, it's 711-975393, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And then can I get your first and last name? Is it Kenya McIntyre? Perfect. Kenya. And then McIntyre is MCLNTYRE. Is that correct?
Instead of an L, it's an I.
Oh, okay, thank you. Oh, that's correct. McIntyre. And then, do you have a suffix?
Say it again.
Do you have a suffix, junior, senior, first or second?
Oh,
And then, what is your marital
no. No,
status?
sir.
What is your marital
One more
status?
time.
Your marital status? Single,
Oh.
married, single. Okay. And then your gender?
A female.
Thank you. And then you are the parent. And then can I get your social security number or the last four is fine?
6946. You could have got it. Don't matter, whatever you need.
Okay, 6946. And then your date of birth, please.
June 28, 1980.
Have 6/28/1980. And then a primary contact email, would it be charlietay89@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
And primary phone number, would it be 850-619-4956? And is that your mobile?
Yes, sir.
And the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime.
Okay, would it. What would you like me to put? What, morning, afternoon, evening?
Can put morning.
Okay. And then can I get your address, your full address, please?
5810 Triton Circle,
You said
Pensacola, Florida,
Prighton?
32526.
Sorry.
Try, Tryton.
Okay, Triton. And then what was after Triton?
Circle.
Circle. You said Pensacola. I have 5810 Triton Circle. Pensacola. Okay, perfect. I found it. So I have 5810 Triton Circle. Pensacola in the county of Escambia and the state of Florida. Zip code is 32526, correct? And do you have any official documents to show that you are the power of attorney?
What you mean?
Do
What
you
kind of document?
have any like official documents to show that you are the power of attorney, that you have, you know, legal representation, that you could do this on your daughter's behalf?
Mean, I guess so, yeah.
That a yes, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then can I get the mother's full
That is.
name? The mother's full name as listed on the birth certificate?
You my daughter's name, right?
No, you're the mother's full name. So you, if you were the mother,
Oh,
you're
Kenya Lachey McIntyre.
And how do you spell your middle name?
LASHA.
I have
Exactly.
LASHA. Okay, so I have Kenya Lachey McIntyre, KENYA, middle name LASHA. Last name MCINTYRE. Is that correct?
Hello. Can you spell that last one again? It sounds like I heard an E.
Which one, the middle name or last name?
Last name.
Last name I have McIntyre, MCINTYRE. Perfect. And then, were any of the following issues during the pregnancy? I'm going to go ahead and list off a list here. Did you have any issues? So hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. And was the child born premature?
It one more time, sir. I'm sorry.
Was the,
I'm trying to get ready for work.
no worries. And was the child born premature?
Yes.
And what was the state that she was born in?
Florida.
Florida. And was your child diagnosed with NICU?
You say what?
Was
Anything?
NICU? It's just
Oh,
a
yes.
yes. Wait, so she was diagnosed?
Oh.
She was diagnosed with NICU? Or no?
Oh, no.
No?
What
Okay.
you ask me?
So I asked you if your child was diagnosed in the NICU.
Okay, yes. It's not like you said diagnosed with. I was like, what is
Sorry,
that?
no. No, that was my bad. So your child was diagnosed in the NICU, correct?
Yes, sir.
And do you know the admission date?
Yes.
And what is that admission date? I would need the admission date and the discharge date from you, please. I know.
10/10/2012 and 11, huh?
Go ahead.
And 11/9/2012. I thought he was stopping me.
So I have the admission date 10/10/2012 and the discharge date 11/9/2012.
I'm sorry, hold on. Hold on. The admission was 11/9/2012.
The admission date,
Hello?
yes, the admission date I have is 11/9/2012.
And the discharge is going to be that the 12th, I mean, damn. December 21st, 2012.
December the So I have the admission
Twelve,
date
twenty-one, twelve.
Yeah, so the admission date I have November 9th, 2012, and the discharge date as December 21st of 2012. Okay. And so again, admission date 11/9/2012, discharge date 12/21/2012, correct? And the birth weight? What was her birth weight?
3.4 pounds.
3.4. And do you have her birth weight in grams? Oh, I think I have it right here.
No.
Sorry. No, sorry. That would be really hard for you to
I'm
do. Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that. And
gonna fix my math.
sorry about that. And her full name that shows on the birth certificate.
Keziah May Lyon.
Her middle name is what again? Sorry.
I'll fix your name. May, MAE.
And can you spell her first name for me again?
KE apostrophe ZIYAH.
Okay, so it's KE apostrophe ZIYAH. Okay. And then May, ME, or sorry, MAYE, and then Lyons, LYONS.
Oh, May, you just got MAE, right?
Yes, May is MA. Oh, you said MAE, yes. I have Keziah May Lyons. May MAE. Perfect. We're almost done here. I'm just trying to be really quick so you could go here. And then, so there's a apostrophe after the E, correct? Okay, and May is MAE. Lions, perfect. Okay, so. And then, do you remember the start date of the usage of the formula when you started using it? The usage start date of the baby formula?
I mean, it was 10/10/2012.
And then the end date of when you stopped using the baby formula?
Eleven nine 2012.
Thank you. And what was the time between usage and injury? What was the time between usage and injury?
30 days.
30. And then, was the child fed formula or furred fire in the hospital? So, was the child fed formula? Was the child fed
Oh, yeah.
formula or fortifier in the hospital? Yes. And did your
It
child.
finished your question. You said, was the child fed?
Yes, was the child fed formula in the hospital?
When I get out of work tonight, because I got to
You
get going.
said, was the child fed formula in the hospital?
Correct.
Correct. Yes, was the child fed
Yes.
formula in the hospital? Okay, thank you for that
Yes.
confirmation. And did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? I'm going to go ahead and read off a list and you let me know. Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, none of the above. Did your child have any of those following symptoms?
I'm so mad. She had the bloody stool and a high fever.
Sorry, what was the first line?
Bloody stool.
Bloody stool. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party?
Uh-huh.
That's a yes, correct?
Uh-huh.
And we're almost done here, Ms. McIntyre. Sorry, I'm just trying to do this really quick since I know you have to go. And then can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically? Or both?
Yes.
So mail, correct?
Uh-huh.
And then what treatments, medical procedures did she undergo due to NEC? So what treatments, medical procedures did she undergo due to NEC? Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, unrelated surgeries, no treatment / wants treatment, or no treatment / rejected treatment, or unknown.
Okay, she did the laparotomy surgery, and they gave her some antibiotics, gentamicin.
So she did the exploratory laparotomy? Laparotomy? Sorry. Exploratory laparotomy? Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
And when was she last treated for NEC related issues? And was it the 10/10/2012 date? Or what date would that be?
Uh-huh.
So it would be 10/10/2012? Was the last date she was treated for NEC related issues?
No, it's not gonna be the 10. It's gonna be the 11/9/2012.
Okay. 11/9/2012 was the last treated for NEC related issues. 11/9/2012. And what was the diagnosing doctor's name?
Ivan. Hello. IVANELIAS.
Ivan Elias. So that is the diagnosing doctor name. Do you have the diagnosing facility name? Is that the same one? The Baptist Hospital?
Uh-huh.
Baptist. Thank you. Baptist Hospital. And the facility phone number? Do you have that? I actually have it. It's the 444 number. And it's the same address, correct? The 123 Baptist Way?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, do you know the treating doctor's name? Would it be the same one or a different
what
one?
You know?
It's asking for the treating doctor's name.
It's the same one.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Ivan Elias. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. So this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So who would you like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
No, this is the best number.
You
easy to reach.
This would be it right here.
Oh.
Is there anybody I could put for an emergency contact? Well, we want to call this number or text this number. It's just
you
something.
You say what?
We're not going to call or text this number. It's just something to, you know, go ahead and reach you again if you come unresponsive. But
oh.
we never call
no,
or text
I mean,
this number
this,
unless.
This would be, even if something was to happen to me, this would be the best number for you to reach.
Okay. Just because it's just making me put something here. Let's see if I could. Let me see if I could just leave it blank here. For all.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and just put your information here. So I'll just leave it as that. And, okay. And then we're just about to finish here. I'm just finalizing all the paperwork here, Ms. McIntyre. Just give me a second here. Hello, Ms. McIntyre?
Huh?
So I'm going to go ahead and send you a DocuSign via email and SMS text message. So that is the only thing that is left. So let me know when you receive it, and I'll go ahead and walk you through it and how to do it. It's just a quick DocuSign. You, like, make your own signature. And if you need help, I could always walk you through it. So let me just finalize everything and send that over to you via text message and email.
Okay.
I'll let you know when I go ahead and send that over to you. Just a second. Hi, Ms. McIntyre. So I'm just finalizing everything. I'm looking over through the service agreement here. And then I'm going to send this over to you right now. I have everything posted here exactly how it is on the certificate. So I have Kenya McIntyre filing on behalf of Keziah May Lyons. Again, just to confirm, I have spelling Kenya, K-K. Enya McIntyre, McIntyre. And then Keziah is Keziyah. May, Lyons, Lyons. Correct. Perfect. And then the address is 5810 Triton, TRYTON Circle, Pensacola, Florida, 32526. Okay, well, everything looks perfect here on the service agreement. I did go ahead and just send that over to you via text message and email. So once you open it up, I can go and, help you out step by step on how to do that. But it's fairly, easy. It's simple on how to, complete and sign the service agreement. But let me know when you have it opened up and I can just walk you through it.
Okay, I got it. I mean, it's opening, it ain't open all the way yet.
Okay, no worries.
Okay.
Okay, so then go ahead and put me on speakerphone so it'll be easier for you. And then again, you're going to go ahead and receive a text message with a link in it. Please go ahead and click on that link and you'll be redirected to a new DocuSign webpage. Once the DocuSign
I'm
webpage,
already in the doc.
okay, once it
I'm
opens
already
up,
in the web page. I just got to start, right?
okay, great. Yeah, so please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen, and then you'll may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature, then continue. At the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it and it'll redirect or it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for each box. So now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And just make sure your signature and your initials are inside the box and not outside the margin lines. And then once you get to the initial fields, you'll have to draw your initials. Then tap all the initial fields to put your initials on all the required sections.
Okay.
So yes, so just make sure your initials and your signatures are inside the box. And once you do that, you could go back to the top right of the screen, and then the top right of the screen, there should be a yellow box that says finish if you're finished with all the signatures.
Okay, I'm finished. Right, I'm done.
Okay, perfect, Miss McIntyre. Thank you so much for that. Let me go ahead and just make sure you have completed it. And everything looks good to go. It says completed. So thank you so much for that, Miss McIntyre. So it has been sent over to the law firm. So you should be receiving a call from one of their attorneys within the next 48 hours. Okay, Miss McIntyre. So just make sure to call that
Okay.
number if you miss that call, but just keep an eye out for a call from one of the attorneys. Again, they should be reaching out to you within the next 48 hours. And if you have any questions or concerns, you could always feel free and we'd love to help you out. But other than that, do you have any questions or concerns for me before I let you go?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Well, Do you have a pen and paper in hand, actually? I could go ahead and give you their direct line. So just in case you miss their number, you could always give them a call back. So do you have a pen and paper so I can give you the law firm's phone number?
Yes.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So the law firm's phone number is 909-906-3862. Again, that's 909-906-3862. And again, if they do not call you within 48 hours, 2 days, then give them a call back to that direct line.
Okay.
Yes, so, but do you have any questions for me before I let you go, Miss McIntyre?
No, that's it.
No? Okay, perfect. Well, I just want to thank you so much for your time, and I just really hope you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. But bye now.
Bye. Thank you.